Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Football Friday edition of the Marks and Reese Show. Unfortunately, it's not the same Football Friday when the Eagles aren't participating, which they're not. But there are four teams left, and one of those teams, yes, is coached and really ran by former Eagles coach Andy Reid, and we'll talk about him today. We'll talk about the weekend games. Ikey will be along in just one second. He was on assignment today, so I expect to see him come barreling in here in about 5 or 6 minutes. Marks and Reese on a Football Friday. And listen, Andy Reid, right? Andy Reid, Big Red. I think of Big Red now, and I smile, right? When I see him on, come barreling into the locker room after a big win, like the Kool-Aid man. I smile. I get a kick out of it. I like Andy now. I'm not going to lie to you. Part of the intrigue with watching Andy Reid, especially in the playoffs, is the fact that he could conceivably blow a game because of time management, etc. But I can tell you this, that I'm absolutely rooting for the Chiefs to win this weekend. I'm rooting for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. And I wouldn't probably be doing that if the Eagles didn't win a Super Bowl last year. The Super Bowl last year brought a lot of closure to me personally with the Eagles in general, with the 2002 team that lost to the Bucs, with the 2004 that lost in the Super Bowl, with Andy not getting a Super Bowl, with Donovan not getting a Super Bowl, with that whole team not winning. The Super Bowl last year really, it brought closure to me for me growing up as an Eagle fan that they finally got it done. So why the Andy hate? Is it not there anymore? Are there a lot of people out there like me that they won the Super Bowl and it's over, right? Now you can root for Andy Reid. Now you don't mind if he wins. I'm telling you, before the Eagles won a Super Bowl, I would not be rooting for Andy Reid to win a Super Bowl elsewhere before the Eagles got one here. But the Eagles did win a Super Bowl, right? So now I got to be the bigger fan, the bigger Eagle fan, and realize that Andy's times here were a lot more good than bad, right? He was a good coach, didn't win a Super Bowl, great run. He drove me crazy with the time management stuff, obviously, but he never said anything bad about the city or the fans. Like Chip Kelly, for instance. You can hate Chip Kelly. He destroyed the team. I don't think he was good to people. Yeah, I don't like Chip Kelly, but I'm rooting for Big Red to win. They're not facing the Eagles. I'm rooting for him. But let me give you another angle on Andy Reid, right? I believe that Andy Reid is just as responsible. You can point and say, you know what? Andy Reid had just as much to do with the Eagles Super Bowl of 2018 as anybody else in that organization. As Ike Reese returns from assignment, walks into the studio. Andy Reid, Ike.
Yeah. What's happening there, Johnny Marks?
Deserves just as much.
Proper introduction.
Yeah. How did the proctology appointment go? You doing all right? I know you were there a little bit longer than expected.
Is that what it was?
That's what I was. Actually, Google proctologist. You were down in Atlantic City.
Yeah. Had to go check out my daughter. Man, she had her first real gymnastic competition.
How was that?
Meet. It was long.
A lot of standing around and watching.
Yeah, but it was great though, man. It's the first time I've been to one, so she did an awesome job. Yeah, I can't wait to see. I missed the award ceremony, so I just stayed into the final event.
She getting some awards?
I don't know because I don't know where she actually finished amongst other people. So,
well, you keep us updated.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm glad you were able to see it. So Big Red's obviously one of the topics we'll talk about today. And Ben, actually, if you looked at our show today, you'd think that Andy passed away because it seems like it's an Andy tribute show. We have Hugh Douglas coming on at 3:35. We have Bobby Taylor at 4:15.
All right.
Chad Lewis at 5:25. We reached out to other notable teammates of yours, Ike.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a lot about Big Red. But rightfully so. You know what, Ike? He isn't given the proper credit that he deserves to what he did here. And I just said it, and a lot of people probably rolled their eyes, but I believe it. Andy Reid deserves just as much credit, and I'm not going with Doug calling plays and with the players on the field, because they played the game. I get that. But as far as the organizationally, Andy Reid deserves just as much credit for the Eagles Super Bowl in 2018 as anybody. This is still Andy. This is Andy Reid's template. Andy Reid set everything that you see the Eagles right now, from the front office to who they value and everything else, their actual offense on the field. It's Andy Reid.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And I know that'll make some people cringe. I know people who don't, people who don't necessarily like Andy Reid and didn't like him as a coach, don't want to hear that. But, his fingerprints are all over this organization. His fingerprint is his fingerprints, his blueprint to success is what allowed Doug to have the success he's had early. It's allowed Doug to be what a lot of people consider to be a player's coach. He gets his players. Now, despite Mrs. Thomas, Tank's mom, right? You got some of those who feel certain ways about him. But for the most part, most of his players, man, most of his players swear by him.
Yep.
You get very few players, and I'm not talking about the guys that I play with over a decade ago. I'm talking about the guys that came up in the next regime. Michael Vick definitely swear by him. Mm-hmm. Shady McCoy loves him. D-Jack, they all love him. You know what I mean? So, and he had his problems with D-Jack. And D-Jack will tell you, he loves Andy Reid as a coach. So there are far more players that have good things to say about Andy Reid and what he was able to do for their careers. And, Doug is one of them. Doug played under Andy Reid and Andy was a quarterback coach out there in Green Bay. So Doug learned how to coach under Andy Reid and Mike Holmgren. Doug come in here to coach under Andy Reid, out in Kansas City under Andy Reid. Do you really think Jeffrey Lurie hires Doug Peterson without Andy Reid's consent? Who else did Jeffrey Lurie go to talk to? Doug Peterson's athletic director in Louisiana at his high school, the high school he was coaching at?
Right.
No, he went to Andy Reid.
Yep.
So Andy Reid sold Jeffrey Lurie on Doug Peterson. And we definitely can't say we would have a Super Bowl championship without Doug Peterson.
Without Doug, how about Howie, right? Howie's obviously his own man, and he's turned himself into a football guy after starting out doing salary cap and contracts and stuff like that. But his philosophies on how to build a team are the same philosophies that Andy Reid has used.
Well, when Howie came here in, 2000? What was he, 25 or something?
He was being tutored by Andy Reid on what to do with football.
Yes, he was sitting back, taking notes, watching the best era right there at that point, building a team, sustained success, how we did it. He was able to sit back and watch how Andy did it back. He and Joe Banner did it back then. Obviously, he got the ability to crunch numbers and be a capologist from Joe Banner. That wasn't Andy Reid's strength. But Andy also let Joe know, and they collaborated on, where do you put money at? Where's money best spent?
Lines.
Offensive line, defensive line.
Strength of the team last year was what?
Yeah, your O-line, your D-line. No doubt about it. Where do we have to address this offseason?
O-line, D-line. O-line, D-line. And they're going to do that. They are. It's a philosophy. You pay corners. You don't necessarily go out and spend big money on wide receivers unless you need it with T.O.
And that's just a finishing, and that's what Alshon was.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I mean, really, what Howie does is what Andy was doing almost 20 years ago, mm-hmm. right? Doug is coaching the backup quarterback thing, where you can get a backup quarterback comes in, and Nick Foles is Nick Foles, but you get what I'm saying here, where A.J. Feely came in, he was prepared to run that offense and do what he needed to do to have you guys win. And it went much further than the quarterback, Ike.
Oh, yeah.
It went to the offensive lines. It went to anywhere where guys were out, the next guy was ready to step in. What do we see all year last year with this team?
That's what they did. I mean, Andy was the guy who didn't panic. He didn't flinch.
Yep.
Stuff went wrong. We soldiered on, man. And just look at some of the coaches that coached under Andy Reid that had an opportunity to be head coaches. Look at the instant success they had. Look at the instant success he had out there in Kansas City. That team was terrible for years upon years. He's out there in his first year. They go 11-5, I believe, or 10-6, whatever it was, and they're in the playoffs. He hasn't been to the Super Bowl this year yet. Has there been disappointments? Sure to have. Matt Nagy. Look at the early success he had. What did he learn how to coach at? His first year. Took a Chicago Bears team that no one thought would make the playoffs. Look what he did with them.
It's true.
And also, John Harbaugh going to Baltimore, winning the Super Bowl in his first few years. These are all Ron Rivera, got his team to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
These are all guys that coached under Andy Reid.
Yep. Yeah, he does not get the credit that he deserves in this city. Forget about with what he did here. Even now, Andy,
how about in this league?
Mike, you're not wrong. Even now, on this team in this city, his fingerprints are still all over this team. They're still all over this team. 888-729-9494. How much credit does Andy deserve for the Eagles Super Bowl win and where they are right now? And it's already up on Twitter, at Mark Cerise WIP. A lot, a little, or none. And I voted a lot because I think Andy Reid, if Andy Reid's not here and doesn't do what he does, who knows where this organization is right now? I'm saying that you're the Cleveland Browns. I'm not saying that you turn into the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, where were we headed? They had hired, just look at the coaches that were hired prior to Andy Reid.
Ray.
Okay.
He was
that was Jeff's first hit. That was his first hire,
his
right?
First hire, yes.
Ray Rose.
Yeah, because
okay.
His first year, he wouldn't extend Rich Kotite. And the Monday Night Football crew, I think it was Deardorff in particular, was ripping the Eagles for not extending Rich Kotite.
Wow.
And then from that point on, they pretty much lost the rest of the games and missed the postseason.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so he recognized that. Listen, Jeffrey Lurie also deserves a huge amount of credit.
Oh,
it's
sure.
His team. He runs a great organization.
And he hires people and let them run the organization.
And he hired Andy Reid as a quarterbacks coach. And that might be the best thing that he did.
That nobody knew.
Yep, that nobody knew.
Yeah.
That nobody knew. 888-729.
I didn't know who the hell Andy Reid was. Andy Reid?
I didn't.
Oh, we just fired Ray Rose for Andy Reid?
I didn't know who he was.
Oh, God, we're going to be terrible.
No, but... But am I overdoing
it? That was my sense back then.
Am I overdoing it and say that he deserves a lot of credit for the Eagles Super Bowl win?
I don't think you are. I don't think you are. And I know the people down there at the NovaCare appreciate that as well. I mean, obviously they did it themselves last year. It wasn't Andy calling plays. It wasn't Andy running the locker room or the organization. But when you talk about the blueprint for success and the module that they use, I think a lot of it is influenced by Andy Reid.
CJ says on Twitter, I don't get why Philly fans are rooting for a dude to win something in KC that he was incapable of winning in our city. It blows my mind.
Well, because we have one.
Yeah, why?
That's
why. Yeah, but why would you root against him? Chip Kelly, I'll root against. I don't like Chip.
Right.
Right? Chip more or less tried to destroy our team.
Mm-hmm.
Chip, I don't think, treated people very well.
Right.
Like, I couldn't wait for Chip Kelly to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'll root against him.
Yeah.
Andy Reid? Why would I root against Andy Reid? I'm not saying that you need to be...
Well, Andy's been gone long enough.
Yes.
What's it been, 6 years now?
If the Eagles didn't want a Super Bowl last year, I wouldn't feel the same way that I did this year.
I would, but I can understand why you wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want him
yes.
to win one before
right.
the Eagles.
Right.
But now...
Yeah.
888-729-9494.
What do we want? We want Bill Belichick to win?
You know what I sense it is?
We want Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in another Super Bowl? Is that what we want?
No.
When I look at these polls, I think Eagles fans feel sorry for Andy. I don't think they respect him. I think they feel sorry for him, and it's a pity thing. Because look at these polls. 47% say Andy deserves zero credit for the Eagles Super Bowl. None.
Mm-hmm.
But 70% say that they're rooting for Andy. Only 4% say they're not rooting for Andy. 70% are rooting for Andy. So I think Eagles fans want Andy to win because they feel sorry for him, not because they respect him.
Well, it's two different questions. I mean, some people may think he has nothing to do with them winning the Super Bowl last year. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's sort of a narrow-minded way to look at it. I think if you actually look at the bigger picture there and what the Eagles are, How could you not say that Andy Reid doesn't have his fingerprints all over the organization?
Bring the haters out today. Scott says his template was wasting timeouts, losing big games, neglecting wide receivers, and having awful press conferences.
Well, how do you win as many games as he did while he was here?
And then he goes on to say, I don't hate Big Red, but I'm not going out of my way rooting for him in KC.
Are there still a lot of Andy haters left? I need to hear from these people because they seem to be hiding now.
They was up from 6 to 10 this morning.
Did you hear some of it?
Oh, yeah.
What do we? Give me a little Angela from this morning. Is Angela rooting for Andy?
Andy Reid is a Bobo. Bobo. Austin Arnie. Hi, Arnie.
Ange, what's up, buddy?
Are you rooting against Reid on Sunday, Arnie?
I got to be honest with you, Ange. I wouldn't mind seeing Andy Reid take New England down.
No! No! Not you, Arnie!
There you go.
Give me some of that. 888-729-9494. Give us.
There you go.
Has it been 6 years?
I think so. What, 2012 was his last year here, so yep. Chip came in 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah, 18, it's.
Yeah, it's 6 years, man. It's been a while. He's been gone for a while.
888-729-9494. And The whole thing back then, which was like, be careful what you wish for, Chris Berman wagging his finger at Eagles fans, be careful what you wish for with Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. It was time for him to leave, to move on when he moved on. I don't think anybody in this city that lived it every day. It was better for him to move on at that point, to have a fresh start, to go somewhere else.
It was time to move on for everybody.
For everybody, it was because it was too much. And he went on, and he has the most talented team, at least offensively, that he's ever had.
Got a fresh start out there, gave up some responsibilities the last couple of years, you know, as far as personnel decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty sure he still has some say in there.
Well, I mean, he ran the GM was there out. He's still doing what he did here, Ike. He ran a couple people out here. Because there's a diabolical side of Big Red.
Oh, for sure. No, ain't no doubt about it. Dude, let me tell you this about Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Andy Reid has influence around this league. And Andy Reid has influence around this league, man.
As far as the higher up circles.
Yeah, buddy. Andy Reid is well respected.
888-729-9494. And listen, on the other side, we have a lot of your ex-teammates coming on here. Tribute show.
Who was Andy Reid's agent?
Bob Lamont. Bob Lamont was the guy. He's everybody's agent.
Exactly. Bob Lamont probably represents about 80% of the league.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Who do you think put Bob Lamont onto all these people?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The Big Red, he built it?
It was him, yes.
888-729-9494.
Big Red, damn near like LeBron James around there. You know, LeBron, he's a player, but his agent is representing other players around the league.
Sure.
So that's basically, you know, that's
influence.
Yeah.
We'll get into it on the other side. And listen, I did some reading today. I know Michael Vick spoke in a Washington Post piece that I read, which was really good. I had tweeted it out from my page. Michael Vick called him a father figure.
I'm pretty sure Mike has is really indebted to him. Yeah.
And then he goes to Kansas City and he starts. He bucks what he did here was he brings guys in that had problems, that he drafts guys that were problem people coming in. And a lot of people think it's because of Mike, because he wants to be Father Flanagan. And by the way, they're pretty talented, too. Maybe he wants to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the thing. He realized, hey, man, it's been a while. I haven't won one yet. I need to start taking some chances some guys.
We'll start off on the other side.
Is he in the Super Bowl is he in this game without Tyreek Hill?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. With that quarterback, maybe. Does he win without Tyreek Hill? Probably not.
I don't know if he's the number one seed without Tyreek Hill.
Is Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill's one of
the. Is he the best skill guy in football?
He might be. He might be. He's not the best wide receiver. Yeah, he's certainly the most dangerous.
It took him in the fifth round, man. And listen, he had legitimate, real things that were following him with punching and choking a pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah,
he took him. It worked out. All right, we'll start with everybody on the other side. 888-729-9494. Hugh Douglas, 335. Bobby Taylor, 415. Chad Lewis, 525. Elliot Short Parks.
We're getting the band back together.
Yep. Who else you got?
Five.
Get five. Yeah, yeah. Definitely get five on
Mike
here.
DM five, man. Tweet at him.
888-729-9494. But am I also going overboard and saying that he deserves a lot of credit for the Eagles Super Bowl last year? Marks and Reese, we start with you on the phones right after this. Don't go anywhere. We are back. Marks and Reese, Football Friday, Conference Championship Games. We'll give you our pick on both of them coming up. Let's take some phone calls right away. Ed in Atlantic City. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how are you?
How are you, Ed?
Hey, just wanted to let you guys know I really enjoy your show. And Ike, I appreciate your opinion and the way you played on the field as an Eagle. I respect that.
The one thing I wanted to say. He says thank you. He's right here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Hey, I just think that Andy Reid owes a lot of credit to Jim Johnson for one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you ask, how did he get so many wins? Back when Andy Reid was the coach here, Dallas stunk. The Eagles, or the Giants stunk. The Redskins stunk. So that was six wins right there just to start. So you only had to win a couple more games just to get in the playoffs. And then every time we got in the playoffs, he got out-coached.
Every time?
No, so, he didn't. Come on, man. Okay. How does he have all the playoff wins if he always got out-coached in the playoffs? Now, I tell you, since he's gone to Kansas City, he's been terrible in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But right. we used to win at least one round every year we got in the playoffs. So okay. he typically got you to the second or third round.
Or did the defense win?
No, we won as a team, Ed.
I understand that. But and you asked if how much does Andy get credit for the Super Bowl. Neither one of these coordinators that were on that team last year played for Andy Reid, did they?
Doug's calling. Yeah, Doug did. Doug calls the plays.
I know Doug did, but how about the – well, I think Frank Reich had a lot to do with it, too. Because I think we really miss him this year. That's just my opinion. That's all. I just think that Doug really missed him. Doug got away from the runs too soon, and I don't know because I'm not there, but I think Frank Reich helped him more with the runs.
All right.
I mean, listen, you're as a head coach, you're as good as your assistant coaches. Doug's no different from any other coach.
Right.
That needs good assistant coaches. You need good players. You need good assistant coaches. But Doug calls the plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did they miss Frank Reich? Yeah, Frank Reich's a very good coach.
Yeah.
I missed him. Nick,
I'm sorry, did they get to the same round that Frank Reich got to?
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is, we look at the Eagles, right? How good were the Eagles going to be considering their circumstances? They didn't come into the season all hands on deck, everyone healthy. We do realize the Saints went 13-3.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rams won, what, 12 or 13 games?
They were the two best teams in the conference.
So we were in order.
In conference. Yep.
And we beat the Rams, so we gave them one of their losses.
Yep.
And we played the Saints, and they beat us twice. So my only point is, you were going to be playing in that first round, whether you were the 3-seed, 4-seed, 5-seed, or 6-seed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To get the bye week this year, you had to be extremely good.
Oh, absolutely. Look at the Bears.
The Eagles came into the season under the gun. They weren't a 13-win team when the season began.
No, we thought they were, but they weren't.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
not the way it's played out.
No. Well, no. They didn't have running back. They didn't have Alshon Jeffrey. I mean, Nick Foles was starting off the season. So, I mean, we hoped for the best at the beginning of the season. But in all honesty, it's hard to win 12, 13 games after you just won the Super Bowl.
So on Twitter, 48% of the people are saying that he deserves no credit for the Super Bowl. It's mm-hmm. It's one thing for people to say, I like Andy, whatever. I'm not necessarily rooting for him this weekend. I'm not rooting against him, but yeah, I mean, but he you can't give him any credit for the Super Bowl. And I disagree. Mm. And like Nick Mancino, he puts zero and he puts it 1,000 times in response to it. How much credit does he deserve? Zero. Without Andy Reid, maybe they don't hire Andy Reid. Maybe they hire somebody else and somebody else comes in here and they draft Donovan McNabb and he's a great play caller and they win a Super Bowl and we have three Super Bowls right now, right? Mm-hmm. But you have no idea who they would have hired, what would have happened. They ended up hiring Andy Reid. And in 2018, the Andy Reid Foundation, the Andy Reid formula of running an organization and building a football team mm-hmm. was still present, just like he was here. This team looked like the team if he would still be here. Everything that they did was essentially the same thing. Now, give Howie credit. Give Doug credit. This isn't about trying to compare him to the guys that are here right now.
Sure.
What it is to say, listen, guys, Andy Reid had much more success and a fingerprint on this organization than you realize.
Right.
I mean, really, he did.
No, he really did. I mean, he really did. And, you know, I can see it. I mean, I know I can see it because I saw it for years, so it's easy for me to recognize. Just like that sprint right Q8 they ran against the Chicago Bears and seen that play in the West Coast offense for 100 years.
Yep, yep.
You know, so they're, yeah, while they've added little wrinkles because the game has changed, and even Andy has adapted.
He's changed a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't run a true West Coast offense anymore.
He has a lot of elements of college offenses.
Yeah.
You can tell that he's changed with the times.
Everybody has to. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
Because the West Coast offense had fullbacks in it.
Yep.
So, and nobody,
KT.
Yeah, nobody really uses fullbacks anymore.
Kevin Turner was one of the big free agents that they brought in with Ray Rhodes. And he could play.
Yes, sir.
Tom Rathman, growing up, was one of my favorite,
yes, sir,
my favorite guys
Tom
out
Rathman.
There. Right, but in the West Coast offense, you needed a fullback that was able to catch the ball out of the backfield.
Cecil Martin, man. Cecil.
Cecil the Diesel? I remember Cecil. Yeah, man, those fullbacks don't even exist. 5%, only 5% say they don't like Andy Reid. So, I mean, there's a fine line between rooting against Andy Reid, which is the 30 people that called Angelo this morning, and the people that are kind of like, yeah, I mean, I like Andy, but Marks, what are you talking about? Like, you're going too far on it.
They think you want them to put on Chief jerseys and stuff this weekend.
Yeah, no, I'm not actively rooting like that.
Right.
Right, but there are levels of it. Like, I feel like if it was another person, another city, like when I remember this with the Flyers when Simone Gagné went to L.A. and he had a chance to win a Stanley Cup. People,
right,
at least Flyers fans, were very actively rooting for him.
I remember that.
They loved him. And I don't sense, like, if he wins, I don't think they're going to be Eagles fans. They're going to be applauding and happy. I think they'll be like, yeah, good for him.
But see, so I'll give you a couple examples. One, Randall Cunningham in 1998. I was rooting for Rand. Was 98 the year with the Vikings?
Yep, that was 98.
I was rooting for that Vikings team almost like I was rooting for the Eagles that year, especially because you guys were out early because of Randall.
Yep.
I wanted Randall to win. I loved Randall.
Yep.
Curt Schilling, when he went to Arizona, I was rooting for Curt Schilling to win the World Series when he was in Arizona.
Yep.
So I was, because we were championship starved, deprived, so we were looking for, all right, well, this is how we can kind of win a championship without actually doing it. Well, now we have a championship.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now we don't need to do that.
If we're not gonna threaten Alshon Jeffrey, and we're gonna applaud him for dropping a huge pass that cost the team the game.
I don't know. Did they applaud him for dropping it?
Yes, they did.
Understand to know.
And I decided today, Ike, or yesterday, it's way over the top. The Alshon Jeffrey, love fest is over the top. I appreciate it, but it's too much.
Right.
If we can love Alshon Jeffrey after dropping that, can't we love a little Andy Reid?
Can't we love a little Big Red? Big guy.
Seriously. Let's go to David in Allentown. Hi, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's up, David?
Good. Hey, Ike, it's funny you talked about your daughter's gymnastics competition. My daughter dances, and her recitals are like 4 hours long. It's like the worst thing ever. It's
crazy.
Are we allowed to say that?
Four hours.
I don't understand. Football game's not even 4 hours.
Yeah, that was my first one. I enjoyed it, though. It didn't seem like four hours, but you're right. I was
down. Seemed like three?
Yeah, I got down at about 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I enjoy them, you know?
Yep.
Hey, I understand the hate with Andy. I mean, I guess the question you have to ask is, would you rather have been a dumpster fire of a team for, like, a decade or a team that almost got there and at least kept us competitive for 10 solid years? I mean, I know you didn't take us to the promised land, but I'd rather have been competitive all those years and, you know, not otherwise. I know, like, my father, he doesn't want Andy to ever win anything. He's so upset about that Super Bowl loss. He's got to get over it. He's got to get over it, man, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
He does.
I got a lot of respect for Andy.
And, David, I thought, good call, man. I thought that last year, I think it did for a lot of people, but the Eagles winning a Super Bowl, I had said this to open the show, it took away and it closed the book on a lot of bad Eagles memories for me, like the championship games during your era, like like Randall and those teams never even coming close to a Super Bowl. Forget about winning a Super Bowl. Never even came close. They won a playoff game until Rich Kotite was here.
Right.
It, Dick Vermeil. You know, Dick Vermeil not only lost in a Super Bowl like Andy did, he also quit because he was burned out. He coined the term burnout. Dick Vermeil is loved in this town.
Yeah.
Loved in this town.
Yeah. I guess it was Andy's, you know, also, you know, Coach Vermeil wore his emotions on his sleeves.
He connected more with the city, agreed.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is with Andy. I know that's even what Angelo really harps on, even more so than not winning the Super Bowl. He harps on Andy's sort of the treatment to the fans and how he would sort of dismiss them by not giving them truthful or honest answers to certain things that the fans wanted to know.
It was annoying.
So I know that bothered Angelo more than anything, but there are some people that bothered them with because Andy didn't necessarily connect with them. I mean, after the whole handing out donuts and coffee to the first playoff game, I don't think.
Yeah, I didn't see much of that afterwards, Ikey. Yeah, then he was in charge of the organization, and it's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Well, also, listen, after losing the Tampa game, things became bitter.
It was the toughest.
Yeah.
Well, but it was the Tampa game, but then it was, and today's the anniversary of the Panthers game.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, and I said it to Ben, which was like, that was just salt in the wound. The wound was started by the Bucs, and the salt was poured in the wound that day, but Donovan goes down, and the game was pretty much over at that point. Andy lost a lot of big games here. He did. Won a lot of big games, lost a lot of big games.
Well, he lost the biggest ones.
He did.
Yeah.
He lost the biggest ones. His time management stuff still drives me nuts, right? Mm. When I watch the game this weekend, part of me will be watching because I want to see if that happens again, right? It's like looking at the accident when you drive past it. That's Andy. But here's the difference. I don't want him to fail. I don't want him to look stupid out there. I don't want the headlines tomorrow to be Andy Reid does it again in the playoffs. Right. I don't want that. I want them to win so he can enjoy it because he deserves it.
Yeah, I think he finally has the antidote for all that stuff. That's Patrick Mahomes. I think he does. I think, you know, listen, those guys, they didn't play here. They didn't play. Most of them didn't play during those losses. Some of them did on defense, but Pat Mahomes certainly wasn't there. And this kid looks like he's ready to take off, man. He's ready to take off. And they got enough weapons, and they are at home, and the Patriots aren't as deep and threatening as they've been in years past. They certainly don't play as well on the road. So I would have more concern about the Super Bowl than I do the game Sunday. I think they win Sunday. I do. I think they win Sunday. And the game in the Super Bowl is where I'm more or less like, all right, because it's either going to be Drew Brees or it's going to be the young Sean McVay with that very good Rams offense that put 54 up on them.
Right.
So it could be another shootout type of a game.
I would expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Couple good tweets. Andy Reid pissed away years of McNabb's career with bum guys like Antonio Freeman, Tarrant Small, Autry, Charles Johnson.
Hey, man, Free was cool.
And weak-ass defensive guys like Demetri Patterson, Coleman, and Cimino. He had a lifetime to give us a title. F. Andy Reid.
Who was Coleman? Kirk Coleman? That's what he's talking about?
I guess. Kirk Coleman. M. Dons. Andy, 1-4 in NFC Championship games, including back-to-back losses at home, and was favored in 3 of those 4 games. Ignored linebacker and wide receiver position for years. Assistant coaching carousel. Threw Akers under the bus. It's Stacey Andrew Day's day. Time management. T.O. fiasco. Team quit on him at the end. Smug, arrogant. F. Andy.
Yeah. The way they feel.
888-729-9494.
Out there, man. Love you, Big Red.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's my coach. I can't wait to go to Canton.
You still have those. At this point, he's pretty much a lock for the Hall of Fame because he's going to win. Even if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, go back to a Super Bowl, he's going to win another 50 games, 40 games easy.
Well, I don't know how easy it's going to be.
Well, he's got Pat Mahomes. He's not quitting in the next four or five years.
He's not retiring anytime soon. Yeah, you're right.
888-729-9494.
8th on the all-time winningest coaching list with 195.
Yeah.
I think has a legitimate shot to be in the top 5. I don't know if he can catch Coach Landry. He's at 250. But Curly Lambeau's at 236. If he coaches 4 or 5 more years, he certainly can catch those guys.
I was a big Curly Lambeau fan, too. He was one of my favorites.
Big time, big time.
888-729-9494. Almost half the people say Andy deserves no credit for what's going on with the Eagles right now.
Come on, guys.
888-729-9494. Hilda says, I don't hate Andy, but I'm not rooting for him. He had time to win when he was in Philly. People are such hypocrites. There's people that had chances to win here, and they go elsewhere, and you root for it. 888-729-9494.
Hey, rooting for Larry Brown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.